the Holy Spirit in that deity comes. He came with mighty fullness there. His witness to believers was the Lord, and multitudes were born again. The early Christians gathered all in the world. They preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred and some lied in turn, they marched along in victory. Come, Holy Spirit.
Good evening to God's children on the Global Power Bible Prayer Hotline as we have come to the evening encounter with God as we are asking the Lord to revive our church today. You heard one of our coordinators ask that everyone go on star 6. When you're not reading the scripture or praying, it's very important that we go on star 6. And when we call out and ask for a testimony or the sharing in God's word, then you come off and then you go back on. Because if everyone has the phone open, it will not be what it ought to be. If you're coming on this line for the first time, we want to welcome you. If you have been on before, one more time, we want to ask the Holy Spirit to move among us and to stir us. And as we are stirred by Him, we will be revived by Him. This morning we had a wonderful time. And as we came together, we were so blessed as the anointing oil was touched on. And tonight, it will not be the same way. In the morning, there will be a difference to the evening. So we want to encourage those who said, well, I was on in the morning, so there's no need for me to go in the evening. No. Two different styles, and but we know God is blessing. We are asking, we will be asking as many as possible to pray, and we are asking that the prayers be short and to the point as we are asked to pray. Even with our testimonies, we want to consider others. And if you hear me say amen, please bring the prayer to a close. If you hear me say amen, amen, please stop, because we want to go on. And as we share this evening, I know I am looking for a blessing. I need a blessing tonight, and you have come for that blessing. Our theme song,
the recording has started,
the 10 days is holiness unto the Lord. I have been asking God's children to learn it, and the sooner you learn it, the better. Our appeal song is over the line, holiness unto the Lord. If you go on the website of the Global Prayer Ministry, you will get the information. Sister Peggy, are you on the line? Could you share that information?
Unmuted.
Children.
Yes, ma'am, I am here. Our ministry website is www.globalprayerministries.com. www.globalprayerministries.com. There you will find everything pertaining to the work and the study that goes on the Global Power Bible Prayer Hotline and through Northeastern.
And by the way, the song Holiness unto the Lord is also there. All our songs for this year
muted
on the line. So we want to encourage you to do so. Do we have any visitors that's on the line tonight for the first time? Do we have any visitors that are on for the first time tonight? So we only have
unmuted
on the line.
Loving Father, I just want to pray.
Those that are on the line. Loving Lord, as we are about to sing the song,
muted.
To the Lord, may I choose your holiness, that I will become more like you, I pray. Amen. Sister Peggy, would you pray, please?
Unmuted.
Loving Father, we commit this hour into your keeping. We pray for everyone that is on this line, that they will not leave the same way they came. In Jesus' name.
Sister Peggy, would you pray, please?
Loving Father, we commit this hour into your keeping. And we pray that for every line that is occupied at this time, for every family represented, that we will not leave here the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen.
We normally pray for our leaders, and we will never stop praying for our leaders. I'm hoping at some time tonight, the president of my conference, the Northeastern Conference, you will hear his voice.
Muted.
He has had a very hectic day today, that I know. But he's committed to the ministry of prayer. He's committed to the work of God. Is there anyone on the line? You have learned the song, Holiness Unto the Lord, because we would like to...
Unmuted.
Right now... and move into our encounter. Is there anyone on the line you know that song and you would like to share?
I know the song.
Press star 6. If you're going to speak,
Sister
give your name and then go back on star 6 because I will tell you which stanza to sing. Anybody?
Sister Peggy.
Okay.
Muted.
Okay, nobody else is responding. Loving Lord, I pray that although many of your children may be going to church tonight, I pray for those that will be coming on the line. I pray for your power, your presence, and your Holy Spirit among us as we worship you. Amen. Called unto holiness. I'll do the first end.
Good evening, Sister Hagley.
You do the second, Sister Peggy. Without the chorus, I'll do the third without the chorus. You will do the fourth, then I'll do the fifth, and you will end up with the chorus. Somebody just said something a while ago. Your name, dear? Somebody just said something, and I did not hear.
Good evening, Sister Langley, Sister Aries.
Good evening, Sister Aries. It is good to hear your voice. And so we will now go into this song, after which we will be going into the message for the night, as we will be intertwining prayers. And we ask, I'm asking you to go into your Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, and find Psalm 133, 1 and 2. After we would have sung, we will be going into that scripture.
Amen.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long.
Unmuted.
Holiness unto the Lord, now and forever.
Called unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied, untarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Mercy,
there
Lord.
There are some individuals coming on the line without any reverence or respect to God.
Help us, Lord.
We want to welcome you, but we ask that you go on star 6. Everyone. Everyone.
Muted.
Star 6. This way you may chat among yourselves, but it will not disturb the worship. Holiness unto the Lord. We are in the presence of the great high priest that we have come to worship tonight. Sister Peggy, just go back again, please. Or
unmuted
to the third.
Called unto holiness, praise his dear name, this blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin.
Called unto holiness, glorious thought, up from
muted
wilderness wanderings brought. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear.
Unmuted.
Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it, loud and strong. Long holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Amen.
Loving Lord, you want your children to be holy.
Yes.
I want to be.
Amen.
Help me, I pray. If you want to live a holy life, would you just come off the line with a sentence prayer and just speak to the Lord? A sentence prayer is 1 to 7 words.
Loving Father in heaven, please, I can't.
Muted.
Oh, I pray. Please help me to be holy, because I cannot do on my own. But by your power, your grace.
Unmuted.
Amen. Amen.
Father, you're calling me to holiness. Help me to respond. Amen.
Fall unto holiness. Give us that holiness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, help me to be holy like in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, as I come in obedience to you, help me to be holy. I pray. Amen.
Loving Lord, your Holy Spirit abiding with me, I pray.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Muted.
One more person.
Okay, Lord, we ask that you will tabernacle with us and help, Lord, that we'll walk in your footsteps, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I recognize Sister.
Unmuted.
Sister Peggy, Sister Aris, Sister Voltaire, Sister Amoy, Sister Bailey. Who was the last person that prayed?
Smith.
Sister Smith coming in from where?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. It is good to have you on. Now we are going into the word of the Lord. Fort Lauderdale is in the house. Loving Lord, we pray your blessings on the Fort Lauderdale community, the church, your people, Sister Bailey's church, likewise Sister Moy, Sister Voltaire, Sister Aries, Sister Peggy, as well as Sister Rhoda. And as we now open the Word of God to Psalm 133, 1 and 2, may we see you speaking to us as we look to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who will read that scripture tonight?
And I begin.
Beloved, I will read it.
Sister Amoy, I acknowledge your voice. Everybody else, go back on star 6.
I begin again. Psalms 133, 1 and 2. Beloved, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Muted.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that runs down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment.
As you read that scripture, what is the Lord saying to us as a people? Should there be unity among us?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Amen.
Are we united in our homes? Are we united in our churches?
No.
No.
And when the Lord tells us to press together, to press together, it is so important. And so when we think of the oil which the priests were anointed with, and as they anointed others,
unmuted.
Full of what, family on the line?
Muted.
The Holy Spirit.
It is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. What do you think the Holy Spirit wants to do for us as we go through these 10 days of prayer? Somebody?
Unite us to God.
He wants to lead us and to guide us into all truth.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Ask unity.
Muted.
Let the fathers and mothers make solemn promises to God.
Amen.
None of us as parents, we profess to love and obey, but we don't love and we don't obey God. Parents disagree. Now, I am one of those children that I am blessed that I never saw my parents fighting and arguing. I'm not saying they didn't disagree. I'm sure they did. But as children, we did not see that. And where there is unity, there is strength. Amen? Where there is strength, there is power. And I would love to have two prayers as it relates to this scripture. Individuals, you're on the line. I'm not asking for those who have spoken or those who have read. I'm talking about parents. It is so important for parents to set an example. It is important for leaders to set examples that others may follow. At your church right now, there may be meeting in a prayer. And as we ask God to help us, I believe He will. Parents should be careful not to allow the spirit of dissension to creep into the home. For this is one of Satan's agents to make the impression on the character of the children. And you think of your home tonight and think of our churches. If parents will strive for unity in the home, and there is unity in the home, there would be unity in the church. And love abiding in the home will be carried into the church. Parents and children will partake of the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have come representing your church tonight. And I'm asking for 7-sentence prayer, asking God for that unity. And there may be someone that you are not united with. And if you are not united with that someone and you come praying on this line, the Lord is not going to answer your prayers. It's not every prayer God answers. But I want Him to answer my prayer. What about you? Sister Peggy, what do you say about what I have just said?
Unmuted.
I want to say amen. Particularly when we look at Psalm 133, 1 and 2, God, the Lord is so clear that just as Sister Amanda said this morning, and we were brought into the holy place, we looked at the priest, our leadership, as we pray for our leaders, the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming into my heart, into our lives, the evidences of the anointing is the unity that is manifested. That is the fruit. And so if we are not united, that means the Spirit of God, is the anointing is not on me. It's not on us. And this is why we are here. Not business as usual, but we need that anointing. So that the fruit of the anointing will be seen.
The Holy Spirit wants you to picture a circle. And from the edge of which
muted
any lines all running to the center. We want Jesus to be the center in our lives for these 10 days. And when He transforms me and you, let us not go back to what we were before. The nearer these lines approach the center, the nearer they are to one another. And when we think of the Christian life, the closer we come to Christ, the nearer we will be with one another, God's name will be glorified. If you want to glorify God's name and you want to dwell in unity, would you offer a sentence prayer even now? Remember, if you hear me say amen, bring it to a close once. If you hear me say amen, amen, please close. Thank
Heavenly
you.
Father, we ask you now to unite our hearts as one as we go through this 10-day of prayer. Lord,
amen.
In Christ's name.
Amen.
Unmuted.
Prayer. Father, please, Lord, send your spirit to unite us. To tie us together.
Amen.
Precious Savior, allow me to see what is my fault in not uniting and remove it so we can be united.
Amen.
Father in heaven, help me to live in unity with all men. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I need more of your Holy Spirit's indwelling so I can dwell in unity. Amen.
Amen. As we touch the anointing oil, and as we move on in our reading, on the day of Pentecost, as the disciples awaited the Holy Spirit, there was a sense of unity among them. There was a sense of unity among them. Do the same for us, we pray. And when the day of Pentecost, this is Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. After the disciples, for the disciples
muted,
be effective in carrying out the mission that was given them, they needed to come to oneness. Is there oneness in your life towards Christ, in your home, in your church? And this oneness resulted in the outpouring of the Spirit's power upon them. And because of that outpouring, they were extremely effective. God wants you and he wants me to be effective as we look to him. You want to be effective in the service of the Lord, in leading souls to his kingdom? Could we have three prayers even now as we go forward this evening, please?
Precious Savior, I crave your indulgence and make me an effective worker to lead others to you, I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, unmuted.
Obedient in your name and to be effective a witness for you, dear Jesus, in your name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. You're doing beautifully. I'm very proud of you. And
Lord,
one more prayer.
Help me to be effective in your work, I pray, in 2018, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Sister Peggy Ann, could you share the statement that we are asked to share with God's people, our lives?
Our lives must be, this is from Reflecting Christ, page 130, and it reminds us that our lives must be hid with Christ in God. We must have a personal knowledge of Christ. Then, only then, can we rightly represent him before the world. Wherever we are, we must let our light shine forth to the glory of God in good works. This is the great, the important work of our lives. Those who are really under the influence of the Holy Spirit will reveal its power by a practical application of the eternal principles of truth. They will reveal that the holy oil is emptied from the two olive branches into the chambers of the soul temple. Their words will be imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit to soften and subdue the heart. It will be manifest that the words spoken are spirit and life.
Again, when we think of the scripture of brethren dwelling together in unity, if we were
muted,
there would be over 1,000 folks on this line tonight. The Holy Spirit wants to apply the oil on you and you and you, as he did with Aaron, and it ran down upon his beard, even upon his garment, to the skirts of his garment. You want the Holy Spirit to do something to you tonight. He will. He will. Yes, he will. We are told by the Lord from the book Medical Ministries, page 203. And as I'm about to share this, I would ask that we go in our Bibles to Genesis 32. And I want us to look at verses 24 through 30. Genesis 32, 24 through 30. And I will have a couple of individuals share in the reading of the word. Loving Lord, I believe that several of your children are opening the Bible or going to their iPhone. And may we see you, O Holy Spirit, and may, under the influence of the Holy Spirit's power, you will tell us as you spoke to Jacob of old. I pray. Amen. Who has the scripture there?
Sister Bailey.
Sister Bailey.
Sister Harris.
Bailey, it is good to have you. Sister Bailey, Sister Harris.
Sister Moy.
And Sister Moy. Sister Moy, I was looking for you on the line last night when we were going through the instruction. You failed me and did not find you. And I would be on the line giving instruction, and you were not there. Sister Bailey, I would like you to read 24 and 25. Sister Eris, 26 and 27. And Sister Amoy, you can read 28 and 29. And then Sister Peggy, I'm going to ask you to do verse 30. Okay. Everyone get back on star 6 until you are reading.
Loving Lord, I pause to beg you for understanding as I read your words tonight. Amen. Verses 24 and 25 of Genesis 32. And Jacob was left alone, and there rested a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
Reading 26 and 27.
Unmuted.
32.
Muted.
Now when Judah said unto his brother,
you've got the wrong thing. Let us continue in the Bible. Sister Peggy, could you read that, please?
And he said,
unmuted.
Let me go.
Peggy.
And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Continuing from 28 to 29. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Muted.
Priest hath thou called with God and with man. and hath prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, why name? And he said, Wherefore is it thou that dost ask after thy name? And he blessed him.
Yeah, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have
Unmuted.
Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
Tonight, the Lord wants to see in us that which Jacob saw that night. And the Lord wants to preserve us.
May I just...
Jacob's history is an assurance that
muted
will not cast off those who have been betrayed into sin, but who have returned unto him with true repentance. It's one thing to say, I repent. And when you think of the story of Joseph with his brothers, you remember when the brothers came down to Egypt and he was there? Did he believe the brothers' word? Did he take them at their word?
No.
No, he tested them.
Yes.
And when they were proven to be changed characters, then he revealed himself. You and I need to have a change. And God wants to do something. You were coming in, Sister Peggy?
Unmuted.
Amen. I just wanted to say that we noticed that Jacob, at the time when the Lord came to him and he wrestled with the angel, he was desperate. He knew he was in a desperate situation. The Lord wants us to recognize our own desperate situation, that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags, and that we would recognize our own sin condition, that we would allow his spirit to bring to our understanding those defects of character, those besetting sins that will keep us out of heaven and keep us out of full communion with him and out of communion with each other. So we all have to be like Jacob, wrestling with God in the prayer closet so that we can have, the Lord can help us to move those things aside so he can come in to a fuller and a greater extent.
So it was by self-surrender and confiding faith that
yes,
Jacob gained what he had failed to gain by conflict in his own strength with his brother, the deception, with his mother, with his father in
muted,
and those women that he pulled in his life. God taught him a lesson that divine power and grace alone could give him the blessing that he craved for. What are you craving for tonight? You're going to put it in prayer in a little while. And I tell you, it will be, as we look today, as we are in the last days, as danger surrounds you and me, and despair will seize upon the soul, we must depend solely upon the one that Jacob asked, what is your name? The one who anointed him, who used his anointing oil, the one and only one in our day of atonement. Now, we can do nothing of ourselves. A lot of us think we can. In all our helpless unworthiness, we must trust in the merits of the crucified Redeemer and Savior. Not
unmuted
ever perish, not while we are in his presence. And when I think of what is happening around us, as Jacob prevailed,
amen,
because he persevered. You and I must be persevering. We give up too quickly. Victories needs to be gained in your life, in my life, in our family, in our churches. And this is why the anointing oil is available for you and for me. And those victories that are gained during these 10 days as we come into the audience chamber with God.
Hallelujah.
With earnest, agonizing faith, laying hold upon the mighty arm of the
muted
of God. What is
unmuted?
Jacob changed his name, and Jacob was a changed man. He will do that for you as well. If you want a change in your life, would you pray even now? Let's have at least 5 prayers.
Lord, let me not hold back.
I come to you for a name change tonight. Change my name, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Someone else?
Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Is that you, Sister Smith?
Sister Clark from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Hi, baby girl.
God bless you.
Somebody else?
Loving God, standing for another change.
Okay, Sister Eris, the other person that was trying to come through.
Turn me, Lord, and turn me around so that I can be you where you want me to be. Lord.
Sister Rhoda, one more.
Heavenly Father, I ask for a life transformation deep from the heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I would like someone to pray for our leaders. I'd like someone to pray for the president of the conference. Now, if one person prays, I don't want anyone else to come and pray for the same person. If you're on the line and you're from different conferences, I'm asking someone to come through and pray for
muted
president of your conference, the administrators who will pray.
Heavenly Father, I come and pray for my president, President Bettis, for the Greater New York Conference. I lift him up before you, Lord, and I just ask that your Holy Spirit will lead him and guide him as he looks to you for direction. In Jesus' name,
and loving Lord, one of the things he wants is unity, that Northeastern and Greater can work together harmoniously. Let it be, I pray. Somebody pray for the president of your conference.
Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to please appoint my president, Pastor Daniel Honore, your main servant, and his life can be an example for each, and he can move the conference. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Anyone else? You're on the line. You have a conference president. Would you join us in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, please purify Pastor Miller's mind and guide him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Loving Lord, all these presidents need a touch. As you touch Jacob, touch everyone around the world. Amen. Sister Peggy, however.
Unmuted.
However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority. Help us, Lord. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. John 16 and verse 13. This was Jesus speaking to his disciples, and if he was telling us that he himself, Christ, did not speak even his own words, but those of his Father, who am I? Who are you? Who are we to speak our own words? The Spirit of God is willing to lead me and you into all truth. Even truth of the weakness of our characters. Won't we, won't I, during these 10 days, allow the Spirit of God to show me my weaknesses, those places that he wants to heal, to remove, to rebuild. We are told in Reflecting Christ, page 219, let us increase in the knowledge, let us increase in a knowledge of the truth, giving all praise and all glory to him who is one with the Father. Let us seek most earnestly for the heavenly anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let us have a pure, growing Christianity. The question today, is my Christianity growing? And is it pure? The word is telling us, let us have a pure, growing Christianity, that in the heavenly courts, we may at last, be pronounced complete in Christ. That is the goal. And he's willing to do it. There must be an interchange of taking in and giving out, receiving and imparting. Question, am I imparting that which I am receiving? Or am I hoarding to myself so that the Lord cannot give me more? There must be an interchange of taking in and giving out, receiving and imparting. And if you want the Lord to help you to give as soon as you get, I want to give you an opportunity to pray that prayer tonight. To pray that prayer so that the Lord will give you more. It says this links us up as laborers together with God. This is the life work of the Christian. He that will lose his life shall find it. So I want to give you an opportunity tonight. If you would like to give as soon as you get so that the Lord can give you more, just pray that sentence prayer, please.
Lord, help me to share as soon as you give to me to give to others. I pray.
Please, Lord. Amen.
And help us to see that as others give, as they receive, that multiplication will make a difference.
Amen.
We are hoarders. We should be sharing.
Amen.
Deliver me from hoarding, I beg.
Amen. Someone else.
Me too, Lord. I desire your will and the spirit to be kind and sharing as you bless me to be a blessing to others.
Amen. Someone else.
Loving Lord, grant me that spiritual boldness so that I can share you and your love to others.
Please, Father.
Precious Lord, make my desire, my one and only desire, is to share with others.
Amen. Before the next person prays, I just want to say this. This is a spiritual principle. The capacity for receiving the holy oil from the two olive trees is increased as the receiver empties that holy oil out of himself in word and action to supply the necessities of other souls. Are we hearing that? It's a spiritual principle. The capacity for receiving that oil is increased as we empty the oil out of self in word and action to supply the necessities of other souls. Work, precious, satisfying work, to be constantly receiving and constantly imparting. If you have heard on this line, calling for readers, calling for prayers, calling for moderators, leaders, even in your local church, and you have been holding back, if you want the Lord to do something for you during these 10 days, why don't you pray even at this time? Short prayer.
Ready to do so. I want to remind you, as I remind myself, of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Does anybody know what that says?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
And he shall receive power.
He promises to his disciples back then. He is saying that you
yes.
shall receive power when the
Holy
Spirit
Ghost. Yes.
has come upon you.
Amen.
And when the anointing oil is applied, then you become witnesses in Jerusalem. That could be in Boston, Sister Clark, and in all Judea. That could be in Florida, Sister Smith. And in Samaria, that could be in Dakota, Sister Harris.
Amen.
And to the ends of the earth, that could be you, Sister Peggy.
Yes, Lord.
The church in the apostolic days needed power to witness. They needed power to break down the walls of prejudice and pride. God promised to give that power, and he did. And it changed the minds of the people when they saw what the anointing oil did to the people of God. There are several Greek words, and many times as preachers love to throw around the words, and I know there's nobody on the line that speaks Greek, but be with every Greek speaker, dear Lord.
Muted.
About Kletos. It in
unmuted.
Physical strength, that's one. Another word is exstua, which means a ruler's authority. And this was the same word used by Christ in giving the commission to his disciples. All power is given unto me. When you think of Matthew 28 and verse 18, what does he say to you? What are you doing with what he says to you? All power is given unto you. Can someone finish that text for me? Can someone finish that text? What are you saying, Sister Bailey?
Given to you in heaven and on earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth.
And you're going to say to me, Laurel. So in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8, the word used for power is dunamis. And this word implies explosive energy. When people say, I don't know where you get your energy from, I ask God. And the continual steady power of that dynamo will be yours when you seek it. The disciples needed that then, and we need it now, so that we can do extraordinary things for God. I am living in a city that has 800 different languages that are spoken. There are 2 million Jews in New York. There are 800,000 Muslims. There are 400,000 Hindus. And if you were on the line the other night, when Pastor Barras, President Barras, was on, he said he went to the Delancey Church, to the Hispanic church, and he was taken
muted.
And there was a group of Chinese there worshiping. Diversity.
Unmuted.
We look to the Lord tonight. I'm going to ask you to pray for my city. My city where I am living, that the Lord is going to take me out of this city that has a population of over 20 million in New York City. In the state of New York, there are 8.3 million in the city, but throughout the state, there are 20 million. Now, we say we have 20 million Seventh-day Adventists, and there are many people in New York that have never heard of the Holy Spirit, don't understand his power. So we need and must have that fresh supply of the Holy Spirit every day so that we can communicate to others. And this is why
muted.
Pray for the pastors. We are not short on
unmuted,
but we are short on God's witnesses from day to day. We're not short on having good singing. We are short on intercessors. I am asking God for 5,800 intercessors that will unite with me in 2018 to pray, to study the word of God, and to lead souls to the Lord. If you want to be a part of that army, would you join in prayer even now?
Muted. Unmuted.
Loving Lord.
Father in heaven, I am a part of this army. I want you to empower me. I want you to fill me. I want you just to do whatever is necessary for you to do in me to make me more effective and more efficient in a prayerful life with you. I ask in your precious name. Amen.
Somebody else?
I want you to mold me, dear Jesus. Mold me and make me, my dear God, that I may be a solid person. As a solid witness for you, show this year and forever to come. In your name I pray, amen.
Loving Lord, help me also to be one of the armies to move and do your work, oh God. I can't do it on my own, but empower me with your Holy Spirit. I can give others. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Here I am, Lord. Use me as your maid servant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can someone read Luke 19:41 from the King James Version for me and tell me what that says, please? Luke 19 and verse 41. As we soon will close with it within this segment, what does that say?
I have it here, Luke 19 and verse 41.
Yes.
And when he was come there, he beheld the city and wept over it.
Let me tell you tonight, Jesus is weeping over your city. He's weeping over New York. It is said that the servant of the Lord urged God's people to do urban evangelism. But her burden was for New York. She started writing about New York City from 1847 and ministered in New York City. In 1884, she wrote about it in 1890, in 1901, when God gave her that vision about the Twin Towers, what would take place. And in 1909, and when she died July 16th, 1915, she died with New York on her heart. We're going to be going into the history of our church from the 26th of this month, and I hope you're going to be ready to go through. And when her grandson, Arthur White, said, "My grandmother died with New York on her heart for evangelism." As we get ready to close this segment, and as we move on, we are told, and I want you to be ready, we're going to do the appeal over the line, 570. It is in the old hymnal, and 9 in the Christ in Song. That is our appeal for the next 10 days, holiness unto the Lord. That's going to be the topic tomorrow. When the Holy Spirit controls the mind of our church members,
muted,
there will be seen in our churches a much higher standard in speech, in ministry, in spirituality than is seen now. What is the world seeing? The church members will be refreshed by the water of life. And the laborers, worldly members, instead of Christ-like laborers, looking like the world, acting like the world, we need to reveal the likeness of Christ. We need to pray for his spirit. We need to seek as he sought to communicate with his Father. We need to encourage one another as we press forward in the grand closing work in which we are to be engaged. What are we doing? What are you doing for Jesus? What is he doing for you now? Interceding. And he wants you and he wants me to understand his divine truth. We read through the book last year, Counsels for the Church, and a statement on page 100 says, there will be a healthy increase of unity and love, which will bear testimony to the world that God sent his Son to die for the redemption of sinners. He died for you. Divine truth will be exalted, and as it shines forth as a lamp that burneth, we shall understand it more and still more clearly. What a beautiful statement. Brother Earl, are you on the line?
Unmuted.
Brother Earl, are you on the line? Brother Earl, I've been trying to reach him and I have not succeeded. Elder Brewer, are you on the line?
By the grace of God.
Praise the Lord. Peggy, would you share this last reading and we're going to sing the song over the line.
The last.
We are nearing.
Oh.
We are nearing.
Yes. Counsels on Health, page 517, 518. We are nearing the end of Earth's history. And God calls upon all to lift the standard bearing the inscription, here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. He calls upon his people to work in perfect harmony. Help us, Lord.
Perfect harmony.
He calls upon those engaged in our medical work to unite with the ministry. He calls upon the ministry to cooperate with the medical missionary workers. And he calls upon the church to take up their appointed duty, holding up the standard of true reform in their own territory, leaving the trained and experienced workers to press on into new fields. No word is to be spoken to discourage any, for this grieves the heart of Christ and greatly pleases the adversary. All need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. All should refrain from censuring and disparaging remarks and draw near to Christ, that they may appreciate the heavy responsibilities which the co-workers with him are carrying. Press together, are the words of our divine instructor. Unity is strength. Disunity is weakness and defeat. And if I may just be permitted, the Lord also drew me to Ecclesiastes 9 and 8 that reminds us, let thy garments be always white and let thy head lack no ointment. May the Lord help us.
The song over the line. One of our songs in the past, and it is our song for the 10 days. How many of you on the line knows this song? 5-7 in the old and 9 in the Christ in song.
Amen.
And these songs are not being sung. And these are songs that the pioneers used to sing. We must become pioneers of the 21st century in spreading the gospel. Who knows this song?
Sister Bailey.
Sister Bailey. Okay, you'll do verse 1. Who else? Who else? Sister Bailey, I'll ask you to do the first stanza with the chorus. I'll do the second. You'll do the third. I will do the fourth with the chorus. Would you come on in?
Oh, tender and sweet was the Father's voice as he lovingly called to me. Come over the line, it is only a step. I'm waiting, my child, for thee. Over the line, hear the sweet refrain. Angels are chanting the heavenly strain. Why should I remain with a step between me and Jesus? But my sins are so many, my faith so small. Lo, the answer came quick and clear. Thou needest not trust in thyself at all. Step over the line, I'm here. That's Jesus speaking, Bailey. But my flesh is so feeble with tears, I said, and the pathway I cannot see. I fear if I try, I may sadly fail, and thus dishonor thee. The world is so cold, I cannot go back. Don't go back to the habits of the past. Press forward, I surely must. You hear the Lord saying, press together, press together, press together. I lay my weak hand in thy wounded palm. I'm stepping over the line and trust. Over the line, hear the sweet refrain. Angels are chanting the heavenly strain. Over the line, I will not remain. I'll cross it and go to Jesus. Tonight, if you are entering in that 10-day of prayer and fast and worship, and as you are fighting the battles of life, you're on the line even now. You want to step over in faith. You know what you're asking the Lord to deliver you from. You know what the habits are that you want to break. If you would just pray even now, he will be there with open arms to honor you as you honor him. And as you step over that line and trust him, he will never fail you. Who will pray?
Loving Lord, I depend upon you to give me that spiritual strength that I need, so that I will not feel that I am by myself, but you will be there to lead me and to guide me so that I can step over the line with boldness and humility. Amen.
Amen.
Loving Lord, as I step over the line to my Lord Jesus, and I have you that I can lean upon you, and that cross, and I give to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as I step over the line tonight, I ask the strength to continue and to grow in you and to share with others, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, the world is so cold, I cannot go back. I need to press forward and do the work for you. In your dear name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, with you holding my hand, my determination is to go over the line. Help me, I
Father, I'd like to tell you.
Put a little volume in. Okay. Unless you're in the ER still.
Determined to just take me over the line and render myself.
Loving Father in heaven, I truly want to thank you for your words, and I ask the Lord to hold my hand and lead me to the line that I can be intact with you
let your Holy Spirit continue to use me to do your work. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Loving Lord, and Peggy, join me in prayer too. As your servant is about to step forward, together we just want to thank you for your Spirit and the way you have led him. I pray that the channel that is flowing from heaven will just flood his mind.
Muted.
As you pour your whole...
Unmuted.
On him, may the joy and the blessings of heaven be his, and may it be transmitted to others as he serves as your ambassador and as he leads us on the line closer to you.
Muted.
I pray.
Unmuted.
Amen.
Peggy Ann, would you pray?
And Father, may the anointing that was described in Psalm 133, 1 and 2 be Pastor Brewer's experience, Lord, daily. May that fresh anointing that we all seek be his reality as he continues to allow you to lead him, to guide him, and to use him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.